Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, October 21. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, five Adomlek employees leave islands to assist with power restoration in the Bahamas. Bahamas hurricane damage estimated at over $500 million. And is South Africa to withdraw from war crimes court. The news is brought to you compliments courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Hey, what you doing? The time passes and next thing you know, it's a Christmas event and there's hustle and bustle and fretting. Every year can't be the same thing.
Don't get caught in the last-minute rush. Shop at Courts now. Get the best deals and the best prices on the world's best brands. Get a chance to win loads of cash with the purchase of any Whirlpool home appliance. Plus, get a free gift with selected purchases. Shop with Ready Finance. And there's no down payment until January 2017.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
I need a fast cash to get me started because I want to get
$1,000 can be yours.
I need fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash!
Fast cash! Your money, your way!
Five Adomlek employees left island on Thursday to assist with power restoration in the Bahamas. The island's sole electricity company says this is in response to a call from Carilac to assist with power restoration in the island following the passage of Hurricane Matthew earlier this month. The five-member team includes Peter Antoine, Francis Gervais, Ken Christmas, Chenille Ogaro, and Judah Alexander. The Bahamas Power and Light this week admitted that there are 12,000 customers who still remain in the dark since Hurricane Matthew wreaked havoc 2 weeks ago. In a report to the nation following a fact-finding mission to Haiti and the Bahamas, Prime Minister Skerrett indicated that 180 persons, to include groups from the U.S. and the region, were expected to converge on Bahamas to assist with the reinstatement of electrical lines and poles there. Opposition leader Lennox Linton was escorted out of Thursday's sitting of Parliament by a sergeant-at-arms. Linton was asked by the House Speaker Alex Boyd-Knight to apologize to the House, and upon refusal, the Speaker requested the sergeant-at-arms to escort Linton out of the House. At Wednesday's sitting of Parliament, the opposition leader and House Speaker engaged in an altercation, which led to the opposition leader being asked to apologize, which he refused. This occurred during Linton's motion for vote of no confidence against Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett for alleged mismanagement of the economy. Meantime, MP for the Roseau North constituency, Danny Lugay, was made to apologize to the country's finance minister, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett, for imputing improper motives. The motive in question accused the Prime Minister of having an ATM machine placed in his office. The Prime Minister quickly stood up in defense of this statement.
I take the view, Madam Speaker, that there seems to be an ATM or automatic teller machine placed or fixed in the office of Prime Minister Skerrett and Minister of Finance.
Speaker,
why do I
Madam
say...
Speaker, Madam Speaker, please. Madam Speaker. I am taking strong objection to the statement, and I am seeking for the member for Roseau North to withdraw this point and his attempt to insinuation and his attempt to impute improper motives, Madam Speaker. There is absolutely no ATM machines owned by the government of Dominica here or anywhere else in the world.
I don't understand.
And I will not accept members coming here from time to time again and seeking to impute improper motives on members. The member must withdraw the statement because it is factually wrong, it is untrue, and there is no ATM machine.
The Honourable Prime Minister, I would like to be the one to do this, please.
Subject to your ruling, Madam Speaker. Subject to your ruling. I'm only asking for a withdrawal.
This has to stop.
But he must also apologize to the Minister of Finance.
Apologize for what?
The Roseau North MP was made to apologize over five times in Thursday morning sitting. Lugay was not made to finish his budget debate as he was asked to take the seat with about 5 minutes of his time left. The House was also suspended for 10 minutes during Thursday morning sitting after a member collapsed and had to seek medical attention. The House of Assembly has been debating a motion to approve supplementary estimates of expenditure for the year 2015-2016 amounting to over $100 million. The estimates were presented before the Parliament by Prime Minister Skerrett. Patrons planning to attend the 13th edition of the Flow Creole in the Park are being urged to conduct themselves in conformity of the laws. This appeal comes from the Deputy Chief of Police, Davidson Valerie. Valerie says the police will be mandated to keep all patrons safe and will not tolerate any forms of violence during the events. He was addressing a press conference convened a Thursday morning leading up to the staging of next week's Creole in the Park.
Creole in the Park is Flow's flagship event. This year's event is scheduled to run from Monday the 24th of October to Thursday the 27th of October 2016 and will no doubt likely to attract large crowds of patrons as has been in the past. The police has a role in an event such as this. We are mandated to provide a safe and secure venue so that citizens and visitors alike could enjoy themselves without being subject to any incidents of violence or crime. The police force will deploy sufficient officers to protect the venue and to man the streets of the city during the event. We will also deploy our traffic officers to manage the large volume of vehicular traffic that will be expected in the city. With the addition of our motorcycle patrol officers, we will ensure the effective management of traffic at strategic points in and around the city. Dominica is a law-abiding country, and I urge all patrons to conduct themselves in conformity with the laws of this country. The police will not tolerate any violence or criminal activity that threaten to jeopardize the security and safety of patrons during the event.
Dominica's sensei Shanna Robin copped to 2 silver and 1 bronze medal at the International Martial Arts Tournament in Henan Province, China this week. Universal Martial Arts Academy Robin Ryu, founded by Sensei Robin, represented Dominica in the tournament, which saw over 70 countries, 30,000 participants from around the world in attendance. In a post on his Facebook page, Robin said it is the biggest kung fu tournament in the world and the first for Dominica to take a part in as such a big event. After 5 months of training in kung fu, I am proud to say I made my country proud and my martial arts style Robin proud by earning a 2 silver and 1 bronze medal. And the sitting of the second session of the 9th Parliament under the Commonwealth of Dominica Constitution convened Wednesday morning at the House of Assembly. The House of Assembly has been debating a motion to approve supplementary estimates for expenditure for the year 2015-2016 amounting to over $100 million. The estimates were presented before the Parliament by Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Roosevelt Skerrett. The MP for the St. Joseph constituency, Kelvin Daru, added his support to the bill before Parliament.
And I can tell you, Mr. Speaker, that within my constituency, we have achieved quite a lot thus far. And we are well on our way to achieve much more as it relates to eradicating pit latrines. And within the next few weeks, an allocation will be made to the Lion Improvement Committee to focus primarily on that community, to take care of every single resident within the Lion community who does not have a washroom facility. And that is the passion, that is the commitment that the Dominican Labour Party has shown to the people, Mr. Speaker. And Mr. Speaker, I mention it because to the average person, you may think that what is it to do a washroom for somebody? But until you are not in the situation, you would not really understand what it is, particularly for the vulnerable within our society, the elderly. Those who are physically challenged, Mr. Speaker, who are living in homes where there are no washroom facilities. You can well understand that. And we are now in the second decade of the 21st century, 2016. And to be living within a house, where there are no washroom facilities, one can well understand the challenges, Mr. Speaker. And the Prime Minister, through his vision, through his leadership, through his guidance, he has made a commitment to ensure that we can eradicate pit latrines in every single community in this country, Mr. Speaker. And this is a promise that the Labour Party has made. And I believe that we will achieve it, Mr. Speaker.
Prime Minister Perry Christie said on Wednesday the estimate for the damage caused by Hurricane Matthew in the Bahamas earlier this month is over $500,000. The government on Wednesday brought a resolution to Parliament to borrow up to $150 million to help cover the cost of relief efforts related to Matthew and Joaquin, which hit a year ago. Speaking in the House of Assembly, Christie said Matthew caused unmeasured personal loss and great damage to government buildings, airport facilities, and roads. And South Africa has formally begun the process of withdrawing from the International Criminal Court, ICC, notifying the UN of its decision. South Africa did not want to execute ICC arrest warrants, which would lead to regime change, a minister said. Last year, a South African court criticized the government for refusing to arrest Sudan's president. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Five Domlec employees leave island to assist with power restoration in the Bahamas. Bahamas hurricane damage estimated at over $500 million. And South Africa to withdraw from war crimes court. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I'm Kimberly Benjamin.